Oh, here we go. It's another podcast with Jenny and Margaret. Hey guys, welcome back to Septic Safe. You've got Margaret and
Jenny
here for episode 7, the episode that will name itself.
Mm-hmm. Lots happened in the last 2 weeks.
I know, I feel like more has happened from when we've recorded from 2018 to 2022. Like, yeah. It's like 2022 to 1942.
It's like way more fucked up all of a sudden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I said that date. I feel like I may have seen it on an Instagram story.
42.
Yeah, 1942. Maybe something happened. Did Columbus sail the ocean blue? I think I'm off a little. History's not my thing.
Mine right? either.
No. So I got to get an ultrasound today because I have an IUD, which I always think is like that explosive device. You know, that they have to...
IED?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're kind of the same. Yeah. It's a little different. But yeah, I get worried because I can't feel the string. And sometimes I'm like, am I, you know, something wrong? So I'm going to get an ultrasound there. You know what I love? I love that I can make a choice to have that in my body.
Isn't that convenient?
To help prevent pregnancy.
Contraceptives.
Like, yeah, contraceptives, freedom of choice.
Weird.
It's like amazing. I'm so glad. Wait. Something's changed.
We can't do that.
No, I mean, we can still do that.
We can do that,
basically,
but
like, fuck SCOTUS, and yeah, I can't believe this is happening.
It's very disappointing.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Horrible. I was going to try to not say fuck the whole podcast, and I already forgot that I was going to make that a thing.
It makes you want to, you know, just burn the world down. But, you know, maybe our pussies could be like weapons of mass destruction.
And I say, pew, pew, yeah,
pew, pew, pew.
Maybe that's, what they, maybe that's what they think it is, that they are weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. And you're that one dickhead, some sort of Republican figure saying like, oh, and thank you, Trump, for helping us save the white lives. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yeah, I was like, what? And they were like, did she really say that? And like, yeah, she
right.
really
they're,
said that.
They're not even trying to fucking hide their bullshit
their
anymore.
Agenda.
There's not much I can say that hasn't been said or hasn't been seen by people that have the same opinion that I do.
Yeah, I think we just want you guys to know that we're on that side.
We're on that side. Mm-hmm. If you couldn't have guessed it by listening to our podcast, we are really against what has happened. And yeah, so call your senators. I'm seeing a lot of like, well, I shouldn't say what I'm seeing to help people get help.
Oh, yeah,
like
I guess.
Like code words that people use.
Yeah, like.
But abortion's legal in PA. And just so you know, you can get the abortion pill in all 50 states. That's legal.
Mailed to you, right?
Mailed to you. Yep. So go postal service. You're doing something right, fuckers. Boop, boop. But yeah, we're not going to talk about that the whole time because that might be a bummer for you guys.
So you're getting your ultrasound.
Getting my ultrasound.
And
we're recording at Pagoda City Studios. Just want to throw that in there.
Thanks, Jay.
Felt like the perfect time to do it. We could talk about poop. Poop makes us feel good.
Okay, so I was constipated after Father's Day.
Oh, shocking.
It got real bad.
It got
so bad. I had a hamburger on Sunday. The bun, I guess, did me in.
Oh.
And then I had a steak on Monday. And the steak, like, shut my body down. I had to take a nap afterwards.
Closed. Like, they put, like, a little clothes
yeah,
sign outside
I was
of
done.
Your asshole.
I fell asleep sitting up on the couch talking to John. And he's like, are you okay?
I'm
like, I gotta take a nap. Like, it just, I don't know.
What is that, narcolepsy when you fall asleep
I
at
guess
will?
So, but
are
I don't
you a narcolepsy now? Okay.
Steak-induced narcolepsy.
Ew, yeah.
Oh.
So, what have you done anything to get it out?
Okay, so I had to wait till the end of the week to take a laxative. There's no good time to take a laxative. So, I had to plan it for a Friday night when I had Saturday off.
And,
did yeah, that was pretty much my whole weekend then.
Was
it
an oral, or
help.
Do you have to put up your bum shoot?
I took Dulcolax, which is, I haven't done a suppository yet, but it's just like a little, tiny little pill.
Okay.
And I took two. They
is it called Dunkalax?
Dunkalax. That's like Dunkin. It's like the Dunkin. Dunkalax.
I want some. Sounds great. Like Dunkaroos, like when we were kids.
That would be great.
I had to get I got suppository a couple times
what
in my
for?
Life with constipation.
Oh, yeah?
They burn like a motherfucker.
Ooh.
They're coated. It smells like.
Why does it burn?
Well, it's coated in something so it can get right up in there. And it just burned. I just remember burning. My butthole's like clenching.
How old were you?
I don't know.
Like young?
Young.
Was it traumatizing?
Not middle school. I mean, it wasn't traumatizing, but I tell you, I don't want to put a fucking suppository up my ass.
Did you do it yourself or did your mom have to do it for
DIY.
You? Yeah.
I have a memory of my mom putting one there, probably. And then I probably have done it myself as a little older person.
Mm.
I know I want to be done talking about that. But you shit after you took your oral Dunkaroo.
It helped. It did help.
Dunka what?
I shit. Dulcolax.
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 Okay. Dulcolax. Yeah, that's going to be a sponsor. I can just feel
it. I can feel it in my butthole for sure. go ahead.
Back to me. But I was just thinking this morning when I was in the shower, like when I'm getting ready to go to the gynecologist, like I shave my legs, I trim my pubes, I shave my bikini line. Like my husband doesn't see that kind of like attention to detail ever. And here I am just getting it all ready for some woman who I probably have seen before to get up in there, look at it. It's just so funny.
I think when you go home, like two birds, one stone, be like, hey, babe, I look what I did for you.
No, I probably won't feel like it after getting the vaginal.
It's already lubed, though.
Ew. That's true. Oh, and then you got to come back to work and you got like your splugy pants on and not in like a good way. It's like a little.
Are you going to take a panty liner with you? Do you
I'm
ever
already
do that?
Wearing one, baby, okay. But I'll probably swap it.
Ooh, but on that topic, I don't get my period anymore and I'm really upset because now is the time with all these products out. You can wear whatever they're called.
Oh, like underwear.
And just bleed into them.
I don't.
I'm so jealous.
I'm skeptical, though. Like, really? Do you think it works?
I mean, I haven't heard any negative reviews. Not that I'm
Are you reading
checking
reviews,
out reviews
though?
On.
You're like,
what
I
are they
read
called?
Any.
Thinks, that's what we're called.
Thinks.
Thinks,
yeah.
With an X.
Mm-hmm. I thinks it might work.
But I would want to try that.
Yeah.
Like an overnight, you know, not having to wear.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. I would like that. I don't really, with my IUD, I don't really get my period much. Just some spotted bleeding. Mm-hmm. So it's nice. But
no pain.
No pain.
That's why you got it, because you were in pain.
I had a copper. IUD that was horrible. I don't recommend that.
You could sell that for money, probably.
Can I keep that? I already paid for it. But yeah, the copper one sucked, and then I have the hormone one now, and it just makes your periods almost non-existent. And yes, I feel a lot better, which is
good. I felt like I should have been able to keep my uterus after it was taken out.
Right?
It's mine.
Like frame that shit in a shadow
in
box.
Formaldehyde and soak it. Yeah.
Well, I think you're saying maybe you could do a shadow box with formaldehyde and then, like, spring a leak. And, like,
oh, no.
But do you still get period poops, even though you don't have your uterus?
I do still get the hormone rush that just makes you,
Really?
And I'll get phantom cramps in my lower back.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, totally.
It's horrible. Well, if you're a woman or a person who's had their period poops, you know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a man, you're probably like, what is this? But if you're partnered up with someone who has had it, you may have smelled it and wondered, what the fuck
it's
is
rancid.
This shit? Yeah, it's like your body's just expelling
demons.
More than poop. It's just, it's devil.
Very strange.
Like, how can it, it's just your butthole still, like, what makes it
worse? I think
worse?
It's hormones. Yeah.
Hormones.
That's everything.
How do you make
hormones.
A hormone?
Oh, don't pay her. Oh,
ba-dum-bump. That's maybe a classless joke.
I think so. Tasteless?
That's tasteless.
Mm-hmm.
Classless? I don't know what I'm saying half the
Sex
time.
Sex workers matter.
Oh, how often do you clean your bed sheets, Jen? I wanted to ask you this.
Not as much as I should.
You have to tell me a number. I need to know.
Maybe once every 2-3 months.
Holy fuck. That's dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Okay. No, I appreciate your honesty there.
That's honest.
I was trying to do every other week for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
It does. Oh, we dried our sheets on the line last time. That was real nice.
Summer fresh.
Mm-hmm. Crisp.
Like little bugs crawling in it. And then they're neep, neep.
Oh, my God. That happened to my client. She brought her sheets in, got a bug bite, abscess, huge infection.
Shit.
Nasty.
Okay, so maybe don't do that.
Remember the time I got bit by that spider leaving your house?
You'll never let me forget anything.
I look like Mickey Rourke.
Jen's been like bitten by things that have never touched me at my house. And I like to think it wasn't my house, but I think it was my house. It's fine, but that's gross. 2 to 3 months, Jen. You need to fix that.
I will.
All right. And then how often do you clean your bathroom?
I'm gonna check back. Once a week.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't do a full bathroom once a week. I do the toilet and the sink every week because you got to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
it gets
nasty.
Real gross. Yeah.
My house, I don't think my husband's going to listen to this, but the fucking trash reeks in our house.
I was
like out this morning and I came in and I was like, our house smells like a fucking dumpster. Like, we have a son. What are we doing here? Like, we're bad parents. And he was like, babe, it's trash day. I'm going to take it all out at once. Like, he stays at home with our son and that's great. But I was just like,
do you have to keep it inside because of, like, critters? Because you're in, like, a wooded area.
Or the basement.
You couldn't,
we put it in the basement, but I think he's at the point where he doesn't want to take the trash to the basement only to bring it up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, get me the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. So. And then if you don't have, like, great air conditioning, it does just accelerate.
Yeah, accelerates.
Our house is the same way.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of nice to know. That makes me feel less horrible.
Our trash stinks within, like, a day, 2 days. Because we dump, like, hot coffee grounds in, and I think that speeds
hot
it up, too.
Coffee grounds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were going to say something. I want you to say it.
Oh, John spilled coffee on the toilet, like right after we cleaned it. He must have been like doing his morning routine. So there was like a liquid brown dried up thing on the outside, like on the little hinges.
Yeah. Oh, the hinge part.
How did it fucking get there?
Right. Because you'd have to be up and aiming back there.
And the seat was up. So, yeah, it really threw me off until I figured out what it was.
Did you ask him or you just like?
I just figured it out.
It out.
I just licked it.
You're like, let me get in there. It
tastes like coffee.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Elvis, when he died, they found 4 months worth of poop in his bowels.
Holy fuck, he should be our sponsor.
We have something in common.
Oh, you do have something in common.
Yeah. I mean,
and
I know it wasn't
peanut
healthy.
Peanut butter banana sandwiches.
I would eat them.
Yeah.
I mean, gluten-free bread now, but yeah.
Wait, are you back to being gluten-free? Because the last
gluten
episode
intolerant.
You...
Oh, I got my colonoscopy results and endoscopy. I'm gluten intolerant and I have internal hemorrhoids and they don't go away.
I feel like we need to play like a sad violin song at this moment. Dude, okay. Can you feel the internal hemorrhoids?
No.
Good, that's good.
But I was like, can they go away?
Does the gluten like exacerbate them?
No, gluten will, so there's like cilia in your stomach, I think, or maybe in your intestinal lining. And that's what helps break it all down and move things through. Move so that's why you can't.
I like to move it, move it. But that, you don't have the move it, move it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't have the move it, move it.
Did they do, like, I guess they did an autopsy on it? Like, what did they do? They squeeze it out like a sausage? Like, holy shit, Elvis had 4 months worth of shit in here.
Do they say, you could probably sell it.
Oh.
An Elvis nugget.
Like a trinket.
Yeah.
At Graceland. Elvis's petrified turds. And there's a new Elvis movie coming out by Baz Luhrmann. So it's, again, all connected.
And his DNA in there, you could clone Elvis through his
poo-poo.
Whoa.
Well, imagine like a turd animated like singing like, I'm all sugar. Oh, we crack each other up. So I really want to be like healthy, make smoothies, eat all the roughage, but it makes me shit like a motherfucker. Like if I have a smoothie in the morning, I'm on the toilet like 5-6 times.
Damn.
I just hate that. So it's like, obviously I just want to eat a carb. Give me an orange scone from Panera.
Yeah. Okay? Sometimes I do better with eating heavier things.
I know. Like, my stomach's like, whatever. And today I had like yogurt and oatmeal with protein and protein powder and dehydrated strawberries. And I'm just like, fuck.
And you had to, did you shit like 4 times?
No, I didn't. Because I ate it before, like at work and fine. But it's just so boring.
Damn.
It's just so boring.
Snooze fest. I think if you're going regularly and it's like not gross and it's like a normal, there's a Bristol scale of poop. We'll post it on our Instagram page.
Okay, that's
a good
idea.
It's all the stools and what they mean.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I love that you know that. This is like the right.
I've done a lot of research.
This is the right niche for both of us, I think. I think we've really made a strong connection here. I'm going to talk about something a little mean real quick.
Okay.
This is a little mean. I don't know if we should do it. I'm going to do it. Top Gun. I've talked about it, I think, a few times. Like, Tom Cruise... He looks really good, right?
Do you think it's CGI? I didn't watch it yet.
Oh. Well, if you, like, Google him, he looks pretty good.
Okay.
So. Now, in the original, there's Kelly McGillis, who actually lives in Pennsylvania somewhere. Mm. And I think maybe even local.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like,
she
I'm
was
not...
a witness, right?
Sorry. Yes. Okay, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And with Harrison Ford. And so she was at, like, they didn't ask her to be in it. And she's like, I don't look the way I did. Like, she's like, I'm fat,
but they didn't
I'm
ask
old.
Her at all?
No, like, well, they didn't ask her, but she acknowledged
because
why.
She's fat and old.
Yeah, she's like, I just
That's
aged,
fucked up.
And I have to say, like, I kind of love that about her. So I guess what I have to say isn't really fucked up. It's just funny to look at the two of them and like, look what surgery and like personal trainers and Scientology can do for you. And then like, you know, Kelly McGillis is just like, hey, I'm normal, like us.
Worshipping Satan. And yeah.
Oh, no. Does she worship Satan?
No, I don't know. But on the topic of. Coupled, you know, romantic couples in movies.
Like
Romancing the Stone, Michael Douglas, and Kathleen Turner. Have you seen The Kominsky Method?
I have.
She didn't look that great.
No.
And he looks good.
I mean, he kind of looks like a corpse walking. But
I think he's still handsome.
He's still handsome.
Yeah.
I kind of like
And
Alan
I think
Alda.
She's still beautiful. Oh, my God, he's so good. And I think she's still beautiful, but it's just like, you know, did what happened?
I mean, I think she likes sugar. Probably.
Yeah,
like I do. That's my future, probably. But
alcoholism?
I will say, when Joby and I were watching it, I was like, wow, like what the fuck?
It took me a minute to recognize.
Because, like, if you look at the, I don't know, but then it's like, I mean, I think she's had plastic surgery, too.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, if you look, the tightened skin.
Oh, uh-huh.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying intermittent fasting.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
It's going well, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Except that for when I'm not fasting, I'm like, I'm going to eat whatever the fuck I want. And
hey,
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work. I think you're supposed to, like, have a calorie deficit. So I'm working on that. But
mm-hmm.
I like it because I have so much trouble, like, creating a meal plan. That is the worst. I don't want to track my macros
boring.
And my protein. Like, I have more things to do. Like,
it's really boring.
I want to make makeup videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, I have a makeup page.
Ooh, and it's wonderful.
It's makeup_with_Murph. Makeup with Murph. If you want to follow, little plug there. But anyway, that's what I like to do. And then be funny with
you. You should do.
Yeah. It's like, but so I just.
Fasting.
Fasting.
What's your hours without?
14 off, 10 on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go from like 9 to 7 or 7:30
mm-hmm.
or, you know, 9:30, 7:30.
Nice.
And that's great.
Yeah.
It feels normal. I do not fast Friday nights into the weekend. Those are my no-no.
Yeah.
No-no times because I want to drink wine.
Yes.
I need to unwind after like working all week.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need to chill.
I like your discipline that you only drink on the weekend.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I could have used a drink multiple times this week, though.
Makes it taste
can
so
you have
better.
Alcohol? You can't have
yeah.
beer now?
Well, I do beer. I just try to like limit it and I drink more wine and I found a really good gluten-free beer. I'll plug that.
What is it
Lakefront
called?
Lakefront Brewery.
Brewery.
New,
that word's
brewery.
Brewery.
New Grist something.
Okay.
I think they say it's a Pilsner, but it tastes like a Shandy. It's really good.
It's good. Mm. Good. All right.
Full-bodied.
So no more buns? Like I can't take you to get chicken sandwiches?
I'll do it. I just have to.
Like,
I just can't overload.
I wish they had a pill that you could take like for dairy, lactose intolerant people.
I
grew
up
with so many people like, I'm lactose intolerant. Let me take my lactose pills. It's like, okay. I mean, I see you, but weird.
Do you remember that weird scene in French Connection with Meg Ryan where she's like, lactose intolerant.
French,
she's like,
I've never
on the
seen
train.
French Connection.
That's all I remember from
her. Oh, but she says lactose intolerant.
She's like yelling it from a train.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Meg Ryan, she also has had some snip to her face.
And she probably didn't need to. Like,
no.
I wanna see like what would they have looked like without this. Like
but,
Kenny Rogers.
But I mean we're kinda talking shit on the ones that haven't gotten it. So do we really wanna see it? Maybe we wanna opposite it. Like if you've had it, we'd rather see you like without
mm-hmm.
it. And if you haven't, well, it's time to get you to the doctor.
Yeah.
Like let's get this shit. Let's let's make you,
you need to.
Look like you were.
What's that? Remember that show, The Ugly Swan or Ugly Duckling or The Swan? Where the makeover show so fucked up. Like, you're busted.
Wait,
we're
going to
make you
oh, there was that, is that still on?
The Swan, I think it was called.
Oh, my
called.
God. I think I remember it. Yes. Like, you're ugly as shit. We're going to go, like, transform. We're going to, like, it's like Face Off with John Travolta and Nick Cage. We're going to give you a whole new fucking face. Your family's not going to remember you. And here you go. And they're like, and then they bring out the mom. And they're like, Mama, where's my mom? Let's do that with them. Kathleen Turner and Kelly McGillis, we're coming for your faces. What if we did a face swap with them? No, no.
Or just put that filter on, like, what would you look like if you aged? And then, you know, or when you age, and then they would know.
I can just look at my mom for that, okay? And my grandma.
Oh, they're cuties.
Oh, so cute with their dangles. GoFundMe. For my chin surgery. I'm never going to let it go. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I think I'm crying a little.
I am, too. I was just going to say that.
Look, I have something else to talk about.
Go. Go.
So, speaking of, like, makeovers and fashion and stuff, sometimes I'll try out new looks on my Bitmoji.
Oh, cute. Like, try it there
new
first.
New hair.
Okay.
Yeah. New hairstyles, new outfits. Yeah.
That's cute.
I'll put myself in, like, a tracksuit and be like, no, I don't think I can do that.
Because it's so lifelike.
It is.
It's so lifelike. It's a great way. You're like, should I shave off my eyebrows? I look so good on my Bitmoji. Oh, that's funny. It'd be funny if they had, like, pubes, too. Like, for, like, what do they call it? The airplane?
The landing strip.
That is so weird. The triangle.
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my client about getting a vajacial. Because I saw an ad for, like, 3 bikini waxes, and then she throws in a free vajacial.
Is that, like, a face like, mask for your vagina?
But then she, like, rub it on there and
ew,
massage it
what
in.
If you're
like,
stimulated? What is... Ew.
Because John's like, are you going to do it? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll bring a take-home one, and like you can give me a
like
vajayshawl.
Like a paraffin dip for your vagina. This won't hurt at all.
I'm just going to rip it off.
Does it really say vajayshawl on the...
Vajayshawl. Mm-hmm.
Vajayshawl.
Yep. And then my client was talking about vajazzles, vajazzlers.
That's a joke.
Like, no. It was like a stick-on glitter tattoo for your shaved...
Like, if my pubes get stuck on 90s. My liner and I pull the hair, it hurts. What? I guess you got to be shaved down there.
Like, yeah, I guess shaved or freshly waxed. Yeah.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Like, and then it's all sensitive. And you're going to glue some shit on there? Some fucking glitter? What are you? Are you working at, what's it called?
In the Al's Sopranos. Bada Bing.
Bada Bing. Yeah. Bada Bing. Yeah. I fucking love The Sopranos, okay? Oh, don't get me started.
I know.
Tony Soprano forever.
Oh, R.I.P. Make a fart noise real quick. What's your best?
Oh. Do I use my hand or just go like
or your armpit?
Yeah. No. I'm just going to do like my mouth.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't really think much about it. Oh.
Ooh, it extended.
Sorry about your mic, Jay. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. I did not spit on the mic. It's fine.
We're going to need to sanitize these mics.
Yeah, well, it'll be sanitized. It's like not a big deal.
Mm-mm.
So I can tell that I'm getting old because I, like, see buildings that are new, and I'll be like, oh, I know that such and such was built there. Like, I remember hearing my parents be like, well, this used to be a drive-in, and now it's a Rite Aid. Actually, that's me, too. I can recall that. But I went to this health center just to get my annual, like, family doctor visit, and like, there had been a hoagie shop there. Now it's a medical building. It's just one of those things that makes me realize, like, that I'm getting fucking old, and it's so weird. Like, when I go to the post office and actually mail a package, I feel like I should get, like, some sort of fucking, like, sticker book stamp. Like, good job, grown up. You've done
like
it.
Like the I voted stickers. I supported the USPS today.
Right, or just that I got my ass to the post office.
That's
and
hard.
Like mail. It's so hard. It gives me anxiety.
And I don't like buying stamps at the grocery store because they're boring.
Yeah.
But I also don't like going to the post office to pick
Get
out stamps.
Get that shit online, Jen. That's
stamps.com, right?
Something. No, the USPS. It's very good. I love it. And and also, like, going to the dentist makes me feel like a big grown-up. And I check the weather, like, every day. Like, I never used to be this way.
I check the humidity every day.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, like, a different level of grown-up humidity. What does that tell you?
If I'm going to need to, like, put the air conditioning on early.
Like the basic information. I thought it was going to deal with your hair or something.
Oh, that too. My hair always, there could be no humidity. My hair would get fuzzy.
Were you going to talk about more stuff with makeup, though? Like, you were talking about your Bitmoji. Was that bit done? Because I kind of liked that.
I can transition into like an influencer that I really like.
Oh, I love influencers.
A Alok V. Menon, transgendered influencer.
Okay.
Very positive, just totally positive message, embraces everything, body hair, sculpted and styled body hair.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Oh, I love that.
Beautiful.
I wonder if they would do like, could we do our pubes like sculpted and styled? I wouldn't want that.
We could post them and be like, who's pussy is this?
Unless we like disguise them with some sort of like like border or like eyes,
yes.
Googly
we'd have
eyes.
To crop it. Yeah,
we'd have to
eyes.
Crop that in. And honestly, I don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
So your idea was bad. Super funny. Thumbs down. What else do you want to talk about before we wrap things up? Wrap it up with the condom bros. Or sterilize the men. Fuck it. I'll just say
it. Yeah.
Like, what if y'all were forced to, like, get your shit snipped?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be down with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? No? You don't like that? They don't fucking tell women what to do with their bodies. I'm sorry. That's just so stupid.
I'm kind of still speechless because I'm like, it didn't really happen.
Right.
It doesn't feel real. Yeah, but,
It's really...
It's very
like,
real.
It's maddening. And it's just like... I've seen so many good, like, comedy stand-up things. Like, Chelsea Handler did this whole
bit. Yes, I saw that,
great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just so many. It's funny because we're joking, but it's also so sensible. Like, if you're going to force this on people who can get pregnant, like, well, what? Let's force it on both sides.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Why are we just picking on people who
why
can
are you
carry?
Messing with our parts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking annoying. So,
I think it's too much. I think we have too much power, and they want to take it away.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Yeah, well, good luck with that, because that's not going to happen, because
right.
that's not going to win.
And they already took my pussy, so, my vagina, so.
I think there is. I just picked out a piece of toilet paper from my legging, so I think that's a good place, maybe.
It doesn't look totally white.
I mean, golly gee.
Did it work its way down your...
It was on the leg, so I just, like, when you were talking about, like, abortion rights, I'm like, well, let's pick
this toilet
paper
out.
And, yeah, like, zone out, which is probably what everyone else is doing listening to. Abortion.
I think it's time to wrap it up.
Wrap
it up like a condom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, guys.
If you're still here, thanks for streaming all the way through.
We've had requests to go longer.
Yeah.
So we're going longer.
We're trying to go deeper, longer. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram at Septic Safe Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you want.
Spotify.
Listen, Anchor. Download the Anchor app. You can hit us up there. And also, just listen through. Even if you're not listening, let it play. That's going to help us.
Yeah.
Okay, share us.
Yeah.
With
just
your
turn
friends,
it down and, yeah. Do
your
whatever.
Family. Share mm-hmm. it with your grandparents if they're still alive. Even if they're bedridden, it's better because then they can't turn it off. Everyone needs to listen. Even mm-hmm. the children. Just kidding.
They're our future.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Right, unless we support them.
No.
Zing.